Ladies and gentlemen, the editor of the Illyria Weekly Gazette, Mr. Will Rogers, Jr.
Thank you. I guess I'm about the last person in the world who should give out advice on affairs of the heart. But I had this random thought for teenagers the other day, and I figured I'd pass it along. While you're still young enough to play, stick with tennis, where love means nothing.
Rogers of the Gazette, another story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, starring Will Rogers, Jr., brought to you tonight, transcribed by Plymouth, with an invitation to see the new 54 high-style Plymouth tomorrow and enter the big $25,000 Plymouth contest.
How would you like to win a beautiful new 54 high-style Plymouth convertible? Well, that's just one of many prizes waiting for winners in the huge Plymouth contest this weekend. Find out all about it from your Plymouth dealer. Visit his showroom tomorrow for a complete list of prizes and the easy rules, and a first-hand look at the big, bright, beautiful new 54 Plymouth.
Sleek, smart lines?
Plymouth's got them.
Power steering available?
You bet.
Full-time, too. And no shift driving? Yes, sir. At slight extra cost, it's Plymouth High Drive.
So be sure to see the exciting new 54 Plymouth this weekend and enter the big contest. But don't put it off. Contest entries must be mailed by Monday midnight.
It's big, the 54 Plymouth. It's right, the 54 Plymouth. Big, bright, beautiful, good. The 54 Plymouth is a car for you.
As a doctor, I guess I know most of the people in Illyria. As a matter of fact, half the town's been to my office one time or another these past few days. People seem to get the sniffles even during Indian summer. I've got them, too. I just wish Will's ailment was something as simple as the sniffles. You see, I know that Maggie Button's in love with Will. He doesn't. I know that Barbara Lord's in love with Will. He doesn't. I even know that Barbara's on her way back to Illyria after a summer in Europe. Will doesn't know that. Nope. My friend Will still thinks two and one is three, but I think two and one is trouble. That's Maggie there, hurrying over toward the Gazette office.
Will, she's coming home. Isn't that wonderful she's coming home this week?
Is she?
After all this time, 2 months. Or is it 3 months?
I don't know. I don't even know who's coming home.
Barbara, silly.
Barbara Lord?
Well, of course, Barbara Lord. Oh, imagine. All the places she's seen the last few months. Paris, Rome, Naples, then Switzerland, the Low Countries, London, and back to Illyria.
Paris in the spring, Illyria in the fall. Guess you could do worse than that, Maggie.
You sure can. Illyria in the spring, Illyria in the fall.
Just the same, I'll bet she'll be glad to get home.
She says she will be. Claims she wouldn't miss the official opening of Illyria's autumn season for anything in the world.
Official opening? What's that?
The Bixby's party, Sunday.
Oh, that.
You do know about the party, then?
How can you miss knowing about it? Belle and Addie Bixby invite the whole town, don't they?
Oh, only the cream of Illyrian society.
They invite the whole blame town.
You invited them?
Sure. Weren't you?
Yeah, I was invited. I just didn't know for sure about you. You hadn't said anything about it.
Oh, what's there to say?
Oh, nothing.
Well, say, now we're on the subject of the party, Maggie.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Well, I think you ought to arrange to get there early, you know, so you can get a good look at all the women when they parade in their spanking new dresses. I think we ought to do one of those who was glimpse looking smart in what columns in next week's paper.
Uh-huh. You think I ought to arrange to get there early?
Well, unless you have other plans.
No. No, I have no other plans. I have no plans at all about the Bixby party.
Well, now that's good. Then you can run over early and cover the style show.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, now it might be at that. Remember last year when Emory Adams loaded the punch? Even Addie Bixby was walking off her hands before the night was over.
Well, I didn't see much of the festivities last year. I went early and made notes all evening on what the women were wearing.
Oh.
You can have dessert if you like, Will. I like to see a young fella take to his food.
Thanks, Doc. Well, I took to the roast beef dinner so much, I don't think I've got room for dessert.
Well, I can't go it myself, to tell the truth. Have you got enough coffee?
Plenty, thanks.
I'm so stuffed up now, a little smoke won't bother me any. Will you have a cigar?
No. Now, Doc, will you come to the point right soon so I can relax a little?
Right. What's the matter, boy?
Well, I don't know yet, but you've been building up to something ever since you said you'd buy my dinner tonight. Now, what is it?
Well, I like that. A man makes a friendly little gesture, invites a friend to dinner, and right off, he's suspect.
Especially if the man is you. Now, come on, Doc. What's it all about?
A lonely old man, weary of eating alone night after night, doesn't want to force himself on people often. But occasionally, feeling the need of companionship, he innocently asks.
Now, will you stop? Stop. You haven't eaten a meal alone in the last 10 years. No one in town gets more dinner invitations than you do.
Understandable. I really have a lot of charm when you get to know me.
I know you. So how come you're buying me this dinner?
Well, as a matter of fact, son, I'm going to stick my nose right smack dab in the middle of your business, and I figured you'd take to it better on a full stomach.
I sure admire honesty, even when I have to drag it out of a man.
Well, the plain fact is, Will, I ran into Myron Lord in the post office this afternoon, and he tells me Barbara will be home before the week's out.
Yeah. Maggie got a letter from Barbara this morning. Said she hoped to get back in time for the Bixby party Sunday.
What are you going
to
do about it?
Oh, I think I'll go to the party, all right.
Oh, no, no. I mean, what are you going to do about Barbara and about Maggie?
Do about them?
Exactly that. Do about them. Before Barbara left, you'd take her out one night and turn right around and take Maggie someplace the next night.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Well, for one thing, they're best friends, Maggie and Barbara. And for another, you've been doing this for the last year or so. First with Maggie, then with Barbara. Don't you think it's time you made a move one way or the other?
I'm not inclined to make a move, one way or the other. That's got anything to do with it. Are you trying to say that I should make some kind of choice between Maggie and Barbara?
Well, shouldn't you? After all, they're both in love with you, and I don't think it's exactly fair to either of them.
Now, just hold a minute. This business of them being in love with me. I don't see that, Doc.
Well, I don't see it myself. But they are. I don't blame well they are.
Now, Doc.
I'm serious, Will. I don't think there's the slightest doubt in either of their minds about it. The remarkable thing to me is that it hasn't affected their friendship for each other. But it could, Will, if you don't do something about it.
Oh, now, Doc, to be honest, I never thought about doing anything about it. Never thought that far ahead. I mean, they're wonderful girls, both of them. And I'm really very fond of them. In different ways, of course. I don't honestly think I love either one of them. Anyway, I'm pretty sure I'm not in love with either of them. A fella'd know if he was in love, wouldn't he?
Fella ought to know. Yeah!
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Now look, Doc. I like both of them. Like them a lot. And I don't want to hurt either of them. But I'm sure not ready to make any kind of a choice between them.
You think it's got something to do with Ann, Will?
I guess it does.
Ann would never want you to be lonely, Will.
And I know she wouldn't, Doc. But with Ann, I knew I was in love with her. I knew I wanted to be married to her. And it was a good marriage, Doc. A real good marriage.
Yeah. I know that, Will.
Oh, I don't say I'll never marry again. Maybe I will. But right now, well, I'm just not sure enough, Doc. I'd want to be pretty sure. For the girl, whoever she is. For me, of course. And for Jill.
You've thought about what's best for Jill, then?
A lot. Little girls growing up need a mother. I know that. If she can't have her own, well, her dad had better find her a pretty good substitute.
Will, can you forgive a nosy old man?
I can forgive any nosy old man if he buys my dinner. Well, now that you've talked my leg off, this is going to cost you the biggest piece of pie in the cafe.
Oh, spare me no mercy.
And a two-bit cigar.
Hey!
Dad,
a break?
You say something, Jill?
I said, don't you think it's time for a break?
I guess so. There's just that one more patch to do over there in the middle.
Mrs. Weatherwax made some lemonade. Look, I brought it out to you.
Good girl.
We have cookies, too.
Hey, how about that? Say, where'll we have our tea party, huh?
Oh, over under the maple tree, maybe. Or back by the mulberry bushes.
Well, now, I don't know.
You can have it right here. And you can lie down in the hammock like you always do.
Now, that's a real good idea.
We have fun, don't we, Daddy?
Uh-huh. I think we do, Jill.
Here.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome. I like to take care of you. Do you like to take care of me?
I sure do, honey. I like it fine.
That's nice. This is good, isn't it?
Wait a minute. It is good. Just hits the spot.
Daddy? Why didn't you tell me Barbara Lord was coming home?
Just found out myself yesterday.
I didn't find out till today. Mrs. Weatherwax heard it uptown.
Well, she heard right, honey. I guess Barbara will be home today or tomorrow. Anyway, before Sunday.
Have a cookie?
Thanks.
You're welcome. You like her, Daddy?
Barbara? Yeah, I like her. Do you?
Oh, sure do.
I can't hear through the cookies.
I said I sure do like her. I guess Barbara Lord's my most favorite lady in the whole world.
Really, honey?
Next to Maggie, of course, and Mrs. Weatherwax.
Oh, yeah, I see. All three of them are your most favorite ladies in the whole world.
Next to Miss Barker. She's my teacher. I guess I've got more best friends than anyone. I like best friends. Don't you, Daddy?
Best friends are wonderful, honey.
Gee, wouldn't it be awful to have just one best friend? I mean, if you had to make a choice?
Yes, honey. If you had to make a choice, I think maybe it would be awful. Morning, Maggie.
Oh, hello, Will. I thought you said you'd be late this morning. Aren't you due at that Farm Bureau meeting?
Yeah, but I forgot that report from the State Agricultural Society that came in yesterday, and I'll need it at the meeting.
Aren't you going to get a haircut?
Here it is. Haircut? Why, didn't I get a haircut last week?
The last time you got a haircut was... Wait a minute now. 3 weeks ago yesterday.
You wrote it down?
And put a red circle around it. It meant that much to me. I'm the one that has to look at it most of the time.
Yeah, I guess you are at that.
You're all scraggly around the neck. And if you're going to look nice at the party...
I'll get a haircut, Maggie. Today. Now, that's a promise.
Then you are planning to go to the Bixie party?
Oh, I guess I'll go all right.
Well, then... Oh, go get a haircut.
I said I would, Maggie.
Look who's here. Barbara!
Well, I'll be doggone.
Maggie, how wonderful to see
you. Welcome home, sweetie. And look at you. You look great.
Hello, Will.
Hello, Barbara.
What are you doing? Letting your hair grow?
Not anymore. I've had complaints.
You look wonderful, Will.
You look real nice yourself, Barbara. Well, I got to get along now.
Will, I just got here.
I know, but there's this Farm Bureau meeting, and I'm late for it now. It sure is. Well, it's good to see you. I want to hear about that trip. See you both later, huh?
How about him?
Here, here.
I wonder, Maggie. I flew 5,000 miles to see that guy again. You'll greet me with a warm embrace. He shakes my hand. Maggie, are we going to go through life like that?
Listening to Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr. Tomorrow, enter Plymouth's $25,000 contest. Tomorrow, see the great new 54 Plymouth.
It's big, bright, beautiful, full of exciting new ideas in styling and colors, elegant all-new interiors, the kind of luxurious fabrics and appointments you've formerly found on only higher-priced cars.
Plymouth for 54 introduces three sparkling new lines. The beautiful new Plaza, the luxurious new Savoy, and the ultra-smart new Belvedere.
3 separate lines, and in each line, a wide choice of body styles, fabrics, and color combinations.
And that's only the beginning. Plymouth has power steering available this year. Full-time power steering that requires only a feather touch for steering, for turning, for parking.
Like to drive without shifting? Then you love Plymouth's High Drive at only slight additional cost. It's the newest, smoothest, least expensive no-shift drive in the low-price field.
The new 54 Plymouth's an excitingly different car, all right? And there's an exciting contest to go with it. $25,000 in prizes. You can get full details from your Plymouth dealer when you go in to see the new 54 Plymouth.
But be sure to enter the contest this weekend, because it closes Monday midnight.
And now we continue with the second act of tonight's show.
The coffee. Good.
Oh, your hair looks wonderful.
Thanks. Only 40 minutes under the dryer takes a lot out of me. And for what? I keep asking myself.
He hasn't asked you to the party yet?
He hasn't even come close.
Well, for whatever small comfort it is, he hasn't asked me either. Maggie, what are we going to do about that guy?
I don't know. Set fire to him.
Burning's too good for him. You didn't happen to get tired of him this summer by any chance?
You don't know how I tried to. I'm afraid not, Barbara. Even the way he doesn't get haircuts appeals to me.
I know. Oh, I know.
I guess the trip didn't work any wonders for you then, huh?
Maggie, I was positively shameless. On plane, train, and the Champs-Élysées, I tried every known means to forget him. I met, I don't know how many wonderfully attractive men, exciting, interesting, stunning men. And I'd wind up telling them about Will.
I don't know who I feel sorriest for, you or me. The big lug doesn't deserve either one of us.
Of course he doesn't. And don't you wish that were comforting?
I wish something were. Believe me, I've tried everything. I play out whole fantasies with myself. At breakfast in the morning, for instance, I imagine that I'll go to the office looking cool and aloof, and that all this will hurt him terribly, and he'll beg me for just one small smile. And what happens? I go to the office looking cool and aloof, and he walks in and says, "Hi, Maggie," and I'm dead.
I wish I didn't understand you so well.
You don't know how I prayed that he'd barge in the office one day and tell me he was following you to Europe.
We must have canceled each other. I hoped and prayed I'd come back to find that he'd married you.
I wish he had. I'd invite you to dinner every Sunday, and I'd insist that we take you with us to the Bixby party Sunday.
I'd fool you, too. I'd accept both invitations.
Can't you just see the three of us going through life together?
Mm-hmm. What a couple we'll make.
Well, like the song says, it seems we've sat and talked like this before. I don't know about you, but I'm going to do something about it.
What?
Anything I can think of to get him to take me to the Bixby party.
Okay, so am I. Fair means or foul, anything goes.
Okay? Texas rules, friend. And may the better participant emerge victorious.
Christmas, Barbara, or maybe my birthday. Or it's nicer because it isn't any special day at all.
Now, take it easy, Jill. It might be something breakable.
Oh, she's doing fine, Will. Fun to get excited about surprises.
Oh, look. A doll. A lot of dolls.
One from every country I visited. That's the Dutch doll. See, with her little wooden shoes and the little bonnet. And there's one from France and Italy and Switzerland. Well, they're all in there somewhere. With a little book that tells about each country.
Aren't they nice, Jill?
Oh, Barbara. Barbara, thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, honey. I hope you'll enjoy them.
Oh, I will. I truly will. Can I... Daddy, would it be all right if I kissed her?
Well, I think maybe it would.
Oh, take my word for it. It'd be perfectly all right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, darling.
You're my most favorite lady in the whole world.
Bless your heart.
Can I show them to Mrs. Weatherwax?
Oh, of course you can.
Oh, golly. Mrs. Weatherwax, Mrs. Weatherwax, look what I've got.
Now she'll name them all Barbara. And by the time she adds them to her good night list, it'll take twice as long to get her to bed.
Can you ever forgive me?
You were nice to think of her. Now she's got, let me see. She's got three dolls named Maggie, two named Mrs. Weatherwax, one named Doc, a bear named John, and a sheepdog named Daddy.
When are you going to get a haircut?
This afternoon. Doc and I are going together. Figuring maybe Sam will give us a cut rate.
Maybe he will.
Well, how was the trip, Barbara? You got any high-level impressions of Europe that I can break exclusively in the Gazette?
Oh, I kept a diary. And almost all of it is printable, unfortunately. But I got some wonderful color movies. That is, I hope they're wonderful. And when I get them back, I'm going to force them on all my friends.
I've got some I took at Jill's first steps. We could run them together as a double bill.
Wonderful idea.
Best way I know to alienate people, home movies. Oh, not that your pictures would drive folks away.
Well, if they drove a few away, I wouldn't mind. I could be persuaded to have a private showing. Just for you.
Well, I'd like that. I mean, I'd sure like to see the pictures, I mean.
I know what you mean.
Well, but it seems dull here in Elyria after touring all over Europe, don't it?
Oh, no, not dull at all. Well, why, I can't imagine anything more exciting than the Bixby party on Sunday.
Well, I don't know about it being exciting, but the whole town will be there.
I expect so. Oh, will you be there?
Oh, I guess so.
That'll be nice.
Say, have you got any special plans for the party, Barbara?
Well, not a plan in the world, Will.
Well, now, that's good, because I just happened to think, only, well, maybe it's a little late to ask.
Well, just you ask and see if it's too late.
Well, as long as you haven't made any plans, why don't you go early and help Maggie make notes on what the ladies are wearing, would you? Now, take it easy, Sam. Save some for next time.
Let's see. Next time figures to be around Thanksgiving. You can grow a full head of hair by then.
Yeah. Well, easy does it just the same.
Suppose you're getting shorn for the Bixby girls party? Everyone else is?
Not exactly. I'm getting this haircut more or less by popular request.
Don't dull your scissors on him, Sam. There are better heads to cut.
And thicker.
Sit down, Doc. Wait your turn. I got to do that when I come to your shop. What's the matter? Been taking some of your own pills?
Very funny. Very, very funny. You know something? All the warm, friendly spirit's gone out of this town. I haven't heard a civil word this live long day.
Well, I'll add to the Bixby girls. The whole town gets fitful just for one of their shebangs.
Now that's just plain ridiculous.
And I'm not so sure it is, Doc. Seems to me like I've heard more talk and harangue about the party this year than ever before. Maggie's all keyed up and Barbara's nervous as a cat about it. I bet they've checked me half a dozen times to see if I'm going.
Well, are you?
I'll tell you this. I've got half a mind not to. Sam tells me the fish are biting again up Snake Creek, and I'm darned if I wouldn't rather go fishing.
Bill and Addie Bixby would never forgive you if you didn't show up. Personally, I'm looking forward to it. Which one are you taking, Will?
What do you mean?
I mean, which one are you taking? Maggie or Barbara?
I haven't asked either one of them.
Will Rogers!
Ouch! Doggone you, Doc. How'd you like me shouting around at one of your tonsillectomies? I fair snapped his ear off.
Well, you can cut his throat for all of me. Will, call me a know-the-old-man again if you want to, but it appears to me you ought to take one or the other. I just don't think it's fair for you to sit back stubborn-like and leave them both high and dry.
Now, Doc, you're taking on too much. You might as well save your breath. Because no one's near as interested in me and the Bixby party as you make out. Honest, Doc, a fella just can't count himself that important.
Awfully glad you called me to come down, Maggie. As a matter of fact, I was just getting ready to call you.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence?
Well, what keeps you at the office today, anyway? You don't usually work on Saturdays, do you?
Oh, it depends. There's the mail and a few little things to do. Always. Barbara?
Huh?
Barbara, I'm going to the Bixby party with Will. He called me this morning.
He called you this morning?
Uh-huh. And I couldn't tell you on the phone. I just had to see you face to face.
What time this morning?
Oh, around 9, I think. Maybe a little later.
Maggie, he called me this morning around 9, maybe a little later. He asked me to go to the Bixby party with him.
Oh, no! Not even Will would do that.
He did it.
You know, we may have to set fire to him after all.
And here I was feeling a little sorry for you.
I was all choked up about you myself. You know something? It won't work. It just won't work.
Three's been a crowd for a long time.
Why couldn't one of us have a little pride? After all, it is the day before the party. It's too darn late to call a girl and expect to get a date.
Of course it is. So our boy called two girls and got two dates.
Well, I'm not going to let him get away with it. I'm going to call him right now and tell him you can't make it.
Oh, I've pulled phone cords out of the wall for less than that. No, I'll call
him. But Barbara...
And tell him you can't make it.
You've been to Europe. What would a couple of French girls do in a situation
Maggie,
like this?
Maggie, dear, when we're both older and wiser, I'll tell you. In the first place, they...
Well, hi there.
On top of everything else, he's a point killer.
We were just talking about you.
You were? Well, now that's funny, because I was just thinking about the two of you.
Will, maybe we three should sit down and have a little talk.
All right. Shoot.
Don't press your luck, Will.
I bet you think I've done something you don't like.
It's about threesomes, Will. They're... Well, you did get a haircut after all.
Stick to your guns, Barbara.
Oh, yes. Well, three people, Will. They're one too many.
And we just don't think a threesome is a solution for the party tomorrow night. It's a nice haircut, too.
Thanks. Well, now, all this talk about a threesome. My golly, don't you think I've got more sense than to take two girls to the same party?
No.
Well, I have. It's not going to be a threesome at all. It's a regular foursome. Jill's coming along, too.
Remember, you have a date this weekend to see the new 1954 high-style Plymouth, big, bright, and beautiful. And be sure to pick up an entry blank for the Big Plymouth Contest. You might win yourself a new 54 Plymouth or one of hundreds of cash prizes. Don't put off entering, though, because contest entries must be mailed by Monday midnight. You can get full details on the contest and a complete list of prizes from your Plymouth dealer. Be sure to visit his showroom before Monday midnight. When you see the new Plymouth, you'll find 100 things to catch your fancy and make it easy to write your contest entry. So remember, visit the Plymouth dealer near you tomorrow.
Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr., with Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Tonight's story was written by Kathleen Hyatt and produced and transcribed by Norman MacDonald. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear, Joyce McCluskey, Mary McGovern, and John Daner. The special music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Rogers of the Gazette was brought to you by Plymouth, with a reminder to see the new 1954 Plymouth this weekend. And to mail your entry in the Big Plymouth Contest before Monday midnight. Roy Rowan speaking over the CBS Radio Network.